Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Miner. This weekly no-fluff mindset show arms you with the practical tools you need to get unstuck so you can get exactly what you want out of life. Remember, when you change your mind, your life will follow. Let's get into today's episode. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to Unstuck. Thank you all so much for joining me today. And I hope you're giving yourself a pat on the back too for joining in and listening to the Unstuck podcast and doing something for yourself. I hope by now you see this podcast and all of these episodes as like your self-care time, because that's really what it is. That's what it's meant to be. And more than ever now, I mean, I think you all know that I'm a huge fan of continuous, ongoing, daily self-care. But now more than ever, anything that we can do to take this time for ourselves, to work on our mindset, to work on our energy, to work on our spirituality, anything that we can do, anything we can fit in right now, even if you're listening to this podcast while you're doing 700 other things, it still is so huge and will be so important and beneficial for you right now in the present moment, but also in the future, whether that be an hour from now or a year from now or 10 years from now. What I want to set up for you today, I have a listener Q&A episode. I think I have 5-6 questions I'm going to go through. I asked for questions over on my Instagram stories to specifically do for this episode because it's going to be surrounding the coronavirus situation, which I wish I had a better word for what's going on right now. I don't. There's so much to what's going on right now that I don't think there's really one word that encompasses it all. But you all know what we're going through if you're listening to this remotely close to when it airs, or even years down the road, you remember what took place when our world was ravaged by the coronavirus. And that is what we are currently up against as I am recording this episode for you. And that is something that has really taken over much of our lives at this point and changed much of our lives as we had known it. And everyone is affected by it. So that's why I really want to take this opportunity to give you some tools to shed some light, to shed some different perspective, I think, on what a lot of us are feeling and going through and thinking and worrying about right now. The episodes are going to be a little bit more off the cuff because honestly, things are changing so rapidly day by day. I don't know what people need to hear until basically like that day. And I want to make sure that I am providing you what you want and what you need and what would really benefit you in the moment. And so it kind of has to be in the moment. So I am recording this the day before it airs, less than 24 hours before it airs. And I think that's how it's going to work best for now while we are working with so much uncertainty and embracing the uncertainty and the unknown and the change. And that's going to be a major topic for today. So I asked for those questions over on my stories, and I think they will cover a lot of what we're all experiencing to some degree. Variations, of course, happen in all of our lives, but I think you all will benefit from what we chat about today. Now, before we get to those questions, I want to let you know what I've been doing while I've had more time at home. I have decided to spend my time learning. I love to learn. I've always said if I could have just been a student professionally, that's what I would have done. And quite honestly, I think that's really what I have done. I have been constantly learning my entire life. And what I've just chosen to make my career is what I learn, I then teach to others. And so I think I'm really living that out. But anyway, I'm so excited about what I'm learning now because they are things that I will be bringing to you very shortly. More energy healing, more spiritual guidance, more tools for your mindset. I'm just basically expanding my offerings by learning more. Like I'm learning Reiki, I'm learning energy healing, auras, healing with crystals, just really diving into things that I have known about for a while, but haven't really had the opportunity until now to dive into hardcore and really learn them for myself, become certified, and be able to then practice them on other people. And it will be things that I'm actually going to do for any of you that are in the Unstuck Collective. We're going to do all of that together if you are a member of the Unstuck Collective. So of course, I have to have a subject in order to do some of this. So we'll kind of take turns and go through, and everyone will have a chance to have some healing and get some energy work done. So I'm really excited to be adding that to the offerings in the Unstuck Collective. And I do want to talk about that for just one second. Listen, you guys, there has never been a better time to really commit to your mindset, to commit to finding more about your spirituality, to learn more about your personal energy and energy blocks and how you can heal those. This is the time. I think we can all agree that that's really one lesson I think that's coming out of this for all of us, is how we can approach these inevitable moments. I know there's so many of us, me included, who are thinking, man, I never thought something like this would happen. I never thought I would be quarantined to my house. Like, our lives have been upended, and you just never think something like that is going to happen. But if we think back to all of these moments, because they always happen, it's inevitable that these really significant moments happen. Every time we're like, man, I didn't know that was going to happen. But they do, and they're going to happen. So then now it becomes, how can we learn or come to a place in our lives and in our minds where we're approaching this from a different place, where we have different emotions that come up and we can see it more for what it is. We can stay in the present moment. We can find the clarity and the trust and the peace and the calm in these times that are going to happen, whether it's in your own personal life where something happens that you weren't expecting, or it happens as a community like it's happening now and it happens to all of us. It is going to happen. And, you know, like when I think back myself to how I know I would have handled this if I hadn't been doing this work, I would be a mess. I would be a wreck. I would be worrying constantly and stressed out constantly about what was going to happen after this, how everything was going to change. I am, as a lot of you know, a worrywart by nature, and I've had to work to become not a worrywart and to keep it back to the present, to what I do know, which is just this moment. And so when I think about how things could have gone and how I feel now, I'm so grateful for the work that I have done, and it has made it so, so worth it. Because as you all know how I feel about this kind of work, yeah, it's work. I will not call it anything but that. It is work, but it is the best feeling, most gratifying, most wonderful, exciting, fun work you will ever do. I mean, if you're going to do any kind of work, let's make it that, right? So I just want to, I guess, give my own perspective on what I think we could make out of this, which is that you have the opportunity right now, and there's no better time than right now to understand what still needs work in yourself and to see how things really go when things aren't going as planned or as life as you know it changes. This is where we can really see what is really going on still in our minds and what we can do to change that. And I have done that for myself. I mean, I'm in a position right now where, of course, my whole life has been upended. My routine has been upended. My home situation will be affected by this. My financial situation will be affected by this. My business will be affected by this. But I'm still calm and present and peaceful. And I know it's going to be fine. I know everything is going to work out. And I 100% attribute that feeling, that knowing, and that peace to the work I've done every day on my mindset for the last now almost 4 years. And I know I was pushed by the universe to go out of my comfort zone, create the Unstuck Collective in record time for me so that it would be ready for you right now when we all need it the most, and it's really coming to light how much we need this. We need the community. We need our like-minded friends. We need support. We need people to talk to and to connect with that really truly get us. We need more tools and reminders and focal points to keep our minds in the right place. You need it. I need it. We all need it. We all need this. And so I feel so grateful and honored and proud to be able to give you this space that you need, the community, the healing, the support, everything we're going to do as a collective. I am just really excited to be able to give that to you. And I know it's going to be life-changing as all of this is, but this will be life-changing for the good forever. The goodness in us will change when we can come together as we're going to in just 1 week. 1 week from tomorrow, April 1st, if you're listening to this when it airs, we officially begin as a group. Our call that brings us all together as a tribe live from our own homes. We will all be able to meet up like besties, having a little group chat, but in our own safe homes that do not have viruses, hopefully, that following week. So we're going to do all that as a tribe. And then we'll start in on a really juicy focus for that week that's so good and necessary for this current time that we're in. So if that sounds like something that you would like, would need right now, I would love to have you. I would love to be your guide. You can stay for a month. You can stay for a year. You can stay for 10 years, forever. I don't care. However long you need it, it is there for you. Just know that you've got to sign up before it closes. We're going to close registration and it's just going to be this group until the fall. And one last thing I will say, now will always and forever be the lowest price I ever offer the collective. If it still is too much for you and your financial situation has changed because of COVID-19, let me know. Send me a message. I'm happy to help you out. You are locked in to the price that you get now forever. So right now is the lowest, and it will always be that for you. Even as price increases for the membership, prices will inevitably increase. That's just how business works. When that happens, you are still locked in to your price forever. So keep that in mind too. Again, if it feels good, let's do it. If not, no worries. If it feels good, but you can't make it happen any longer because your situation has changed, reach out to me on Instagram, direct message me, send me an email, let me know, and I will see how I can help you. All right, let's get into these questions. I think, you know, it's been such a weird time as someone who is a coach and does want to help and has so many ideas of how to help. It still is a weird place to be in for me because sometimes I feel like I have so much to say. And then sometimes I feel like I just have nothing to say because I think every person's situation and scenario and how they've been impacted with this is so different that what may resonate with one person might be a slap in the face for another. It's just like some things seem so trivial to some people but are really impactful for others. And some people aren't in that situation, so they can't even think about doing that. And thinking about doing that just makes them feel even worse. You know, it's just been such an interesting place to be in. And I think that it can also come across the wrong way if we're, as you know, mindset coaches, trying to get people to think differently, to think more positively, to feel more positively. That's also really hard right now for a lot of people too, because I don't want to make it feel or seem like anybody's thoughts and emotions of any kind right now aren't valid or warranted, because they are. It is completely normal and expected to not feel great all the time right now, to be worried, to be scared, to be annoyed, to be frustrated, to be confused. All of that is completely legit and valid. But at the same time, I do also think that it could help some people if they feel ready, because I think we can all agree that when you're constantly worried or constantly scared, it kind of wears on you, right? Like it's completely normal to feel that way in such an uncomfortable and unknown situation, but it also wears on you. And we don't want to be there for long if we can help it. Like we want to get out of that. And so I do want to provide ways to get yourself out of that if you are ready to think differently, to feel differently. I really want people to know that there is a way out, even when times are tough and scary. So that's where it's like, I want to do this, I want to say this, but then I don't want to belittle or diminish anybody that is still in that place where they need to feel things. So I want to, right here, right now, which I think I've already done before, but just in case, let you know it's okay to feel whatever you're going to feel. But if you are in that place where you're ready to feel a little differently, I have some tips for you, of course. The questions I got were all really, I could see, kind of wanting more tangible advice on how to handle certain situations that have come up because of the, you know, space that we're in right now with COVID-19, with being in quarantine type scenario, with not being able to work or working from home or having lost their jobs or their kids not being in school and possibly being home from school for the rest of the year. Giving tangible advice is not something that I want to do here with this situation, because you all have your own answer. And honestly, you know your own answer way better than I do. I don't know your whole situation. I just got a little snippet. But what I can do is give you the tools to be able to answer your own questions and give yourself that advice that you're actually looking for. So that's what we're going to do today. Let's get into the first question. How to create a new normal at home, even if it won't be forever. This is us. This is probably all of us, right? I think we can all, to some level, agree that our normal has changed. Our routines have changed. What we used to do has changed. I mean, none of us are supposed to go to the store more than we absolutely need to. None of us can sit down in a restaurant and just enjoy a nice meal, I'm pretty sure. So we're all in this space where normal is different. And yeah, it may not last forever. Although, like I said, I think we're all going to be adjusting to a new normal. But what this really is for all of us is a great lesson in impermanence. And that is one of the main primary teachings or pillars of Buddhism, which is all that exists is impermanent. Nothing lasts. So basically, change is inevitable. And again, we know this. Change is constant. That's the only thing that is constant here, is that things change. And like I mentioned, things like this are going to keep happening. Our lives will all get disrupted again at some point. They might be on this personal level where it's just you and your, you know, immediate surroundings that gets disrupted, or it might be all of us as a collective. We don't know. But we don't like it. None of us like change. We're not big fans of change. We like routine. We like quote unquote normalcy. We like to know what to expect, what's ahead, what we're going to be up against. We like that. But that's not how life goes. That's not how it will ever go. So instead, the real work comes in when we decide to learn to be okay with change. And not even just be okay with change, but embrace change, accept change, and even get to a point where you appreciate change. Sounds like right now you're like, yeah, nope, not going to happen. I want my old routine back. Trust me, I am right there with you. For me, what always helps me in times of change, or really, I use this all the time, knowing that change is going to come, is to seek out the good. And you guys know I'm a big fan of this. I talk about it all the time, but it always gets a little more challenging to do when things aren't going well, when the world is in a state of chaos. You can't find the good quite as easily, but guess what? It's still there. It is still there. There's always a gift, especially within times of change. Now it's up to you to find that gift. You gotta find all the good that is hidden in your new normal. Again, I say hidden because right now, since it's not your usual, the not so great stuff is becoming more evident. It's more clear. But within that, there's so much good. So what has this change brought about in you or in your family or in your situation or in your home or with your partner? Anything. What has it brought about that is good? There is something, I promise. So find that. And then kind of going back to creating the new normal, there is no point in creating a new normal because it's just going to change, right? Impermanence. So instead, work to embrace what it is now and appreciate what it is now and accept what it is now and then take it from there. And tomorrow, embrace what it is now, appreciate what it is now and accept what it is now. And if we can get into that habit where instead of trying to find the routine, trying to find the normalcy, trying to create this new picture of what life looks like, knowing that it's just going to change again, instead, we have a really beautiful opportunity to learn about impermanence and appreciate, accept, and embrace change. So if this is something that you're dealing with and you want to really dive in to this, oh man, it's going to feel so good for you to just write a list, write out all the good things that are happening now because of your new situation. Maybe it's that you do get to spend more time with your partner or your kids. You're doing different things together. Like I know my sister is a teacher and her husband is a teacher and they have four kids that are now home, of course, and they are starting to work out together and do yoga together, things that would never have happened because they normally have soccer practice and football practice and ballet class and all these things to do. They never have the time to slow down and do these really fun things together that are new to the entire family. Like, I don't think any of them but my sister has ever even done yoga. So that is something, again, we can find these little pockets of really good things and celebrate those. Like, that is something to really highlight, hype up in your mind, which will then downgrade or give less energy to what may not be going so well because of the change in your situation. Okay, so write that down. It just helps, I think, to have it in writing and to see a list and be like, oh, I think there's actually some really cool stuff going on. This is fun. It just helps, I think. All right. Next question. Dealing with anxiety when you have to work from home and care for kids. Again, a situation a lot of people are finding themselves in. And yeah, it's a tough one. We're not used to that. We don't know how to manage it all. We don't know how to juggle work and kids. And especially if kids need to now start being taught from home, if they're doing distance learning, or if you're going to homeschool, whatever it is, that's a lot to figure out. What this is, because again, we're looking for the lessons here within the change, is a lesson in compassion and self-compassion, more importantly. You can't do all the things. You can't be all the places. You can't be all the people. You can't homeschool your kids while you're also working a full-time job. I mean, maybe you can, but that's something you're going to have to learn for yourself. There probably are people out there who do that, and it's fine. But you've got to find your own best case scenario, and you've got to do it with a big dose of compassion for yourself. And when you have that compassion, then you can find out what you can do. And that's what we're really looking for here. Not how am I going to do all this, but what can I do to make everyone feel as good as they can, including yourself. It's not just about your kids. It's not just about your boss. It's not just about your partner. It's about you. You are an equal person in this game. So you got to take some time for yourself, and then you're going to reason with yourself. You're going to sit down, get out your journal. Of course, nothing ever starts without getting out your journal. Have you noticed this? And I want you to write yourself a love note. Now, a lot of you out there, if you haven't done a whole lot of work yet on self-love, self-compassion, don't want to do that. You think that sounds kind of terrible, but please give it a shot. Quit with the eye rolls. I know they're out there. Just kidding. But still, I do want you to give it a shot, even if you think it's not going to go well. Just try. Now, with all the love in the world, remember, that's really what we're at with self-compassion, is really finding that place, which is actually your intuition, your inner you, of love, of constant, never-ending, never-wavering love. Get to that inner you, and that is where you are going to write this letter from. You want to really just write down, again, from that place of love, peace, acceptance, all the good within you, because we all have it. It's all there. Write what you need to hear. Write exactly what you need to hear right now, because you know what you need to hear. You had just asked me for what you need to hear, right? So we're turning this back around because you already have the answer. Maybe you need to know that you are doing your best, that you're a good mom, that you're a good employee, that you don't have to do it all, and everything that you're doing it as well as you can. Maybe these are things you need to know. Again, I don't know. I don't know your whole situation, but what we're doing here is coming up with some great solutions that will make this work, but you've got to approach it from this place of love and compassion for yourself. You can't set any expectations. You can't have any rules. You can't have any must-dos. To-do list has to go for the time being. And we've got to come from a different place. So this letter starts that. And then from there, you've gotten the letter. You wrote yourself a love note. You've said exactly what you need to hear. You might be in tears right now, which is so great. If you are, that's emotion you needed to get out. Trapped emotion keeps you stuck. We don't want that. Let it out. Now, from there, write out a list of what you can do in the situation that will calm your anxiety. So maybe it's having a talk with your boss about your current situation, what's going on. I'm sure it's not the first person maybe that has had to have a different situation come up because of schools being closed. See if they can find some flexibility or change your responsibilities for the time being or give you a little longer to work on a project or whatever it is. See if there's any flexibility there. Maybe it would help for you and your kids to have a rough schedule of how the day is going to go, what amount of time they're spending on like crafts versus schoolwork versus reading versus doing something, you know, lunch, doing something outside. Maybe it helps for all of you to have a little bit of a schedule in place so that you know what they're doing for the day and they know what they're doing for the day. Again, this is something that will come to you. I'm not giving you this suggestion necessarily, but this was something that will come to you once you give yourself a little bit of love. So again, I am not here to give you the solution. I know that it is stressful, but I also know it's going to be okay. I know that there is still some good. I know that you are doing everything you can, and I know you need a little bit more love and compassion for yourself in this case. It will help you feel okay with what you are doing with the current situation, with what you can give, with your energy supply, all of that, but you've got to find some compassion for yourself. So I really want you to start with that love letter and see where it goes from there. Moving on, dealing with the unknown, kids' school not resuming, summer plans messed up, job loss. So we can kind of go back to the first question with this of accepting that change is inevitable, because these are just three examples of a lot of change that is happening for a lot of people. Now, with this case specifically, I would also love, and this goes really for anyone that is experiencing some change that could seem negative, like losing a job. I know it's hard, very, very, very hard to lose a job. It's hard for kids not to go back to school. These are all challenges, I know, but let's see if we can find a different approach if and when you feel ready. So what if some of these changes that we're all experiencing right now could be the best thing to ever happen to you and lead to something better? There's no reason why any of these things that are happening to us are bad. We've, of course, made them bad news in our own minds, but that really is our choice. That is something that we are doing. We are choosing to see that job loss as a really bad thing. And I know this is a hard, hard situation. If you've lost your job right now, you're thinking, yeah, well, I don't have money. I can't pay my bills. I don't know how I'm going to find another job. I don't know when all of this is happening. I completely understand that. But I do want to just give you the option. If you want to, if it feels like it might be of service to you, which it probably will be, to choose to think differently about this and see it as something good. See it as possibly the best thing to ever happen to you. You have the choice. You have the power to see things how you want to think and feel and experience them. Again, I know it's super hard to do. We're talking about a lot of change at once too for a lot of people, but I do want to at least shine the light that things could be different, and it's all based on your perception. So we've heard this a lot of times, but maybe this is a time right now where it could really sink in for you. Everything happens exactly as it should. I'm sure if you really thought about it, you had a situation that at the time seemed awful. And then now looking back at that time, you're like, oh man, I'm so glad that happened. That led to this, and then it led to this, and then it led to this. We all have those times. And this right now for us, for all of us, could be that time. It could be the start of something even better. So one of my favorite exercises to do, there's a version kind of what we did last week in our journaling, the journal tip I shared. It's a little different, so do them both. But if you are faced with uncertainty right now, which is all of us, let's do this. I want you to grab your journal again, and now I want you to write out the absolute worst case scenario. What could be the absolute worst thing that could happen from all of this? Now, because you've lost your job, now that the kids are out of school, you can't go on your summer vacation, what's the worst? Let's hear it. Get it all out. Rip it up. Trash it. Okay? Now, take a few deep breaths. Meditate if that feels good to you. open your journal back up, and write out the best case scenario. What great things could come of this? Do you get an even better job that pays you double? That would be cool. Do you go on an even better vacation because now this other summer plans are canceled, so now you find something even better to do? Do you make an even stronger connection with your children because they're home a little bit more and you get to help them with their homework and schoolwork and you get to spend more time with them? Whatever. What is the absolute best thing that could happen right now? That I want you to keep around, and I want you to read that. I want you to read it every morning. I want you to read it every time you start feeling down. I want you to read it before you go to bed. Keep that handy. Read it over and over and over again. Visualize it. See if you can really get to a place where you can see yourself in that new position with twice the paycheck. You can see yourself on that new vacation, that even better vacation for the summer. See it, visualize it, feel it, and then see what happens. Feel it. Feel how you would feel if all that happens. I want to, you know, emphasize that again. Visualizing is great. Feeling it while you're visualizing is necessary. Okay? The last quick thing I want to tack on about this particular question, which is so many of us dealing with the unknown in general. One thing I want to point out, when we're in this place of great uncertainty, which we are right now, we're living in the future. We're trying to predict the future. We're trying to plan for the future, but we can't. We just don't know. There's not one person on this entire planet that knows what is going to happen. So we are spending tons of our very precious energy and we're wearing ourselves very thin energetically on things we don't know, that we can't know, that aren't in our control. Our energy is very valuable, especially right now. So bring yourself back to the present moment and or, like I said, envision that future that makes you feel amazing. Anytime you want to veer off and go into the uncertain, bring yourself back to what it is right now, what you have right now, what is going on right now, and focus there. And spend that time in the now envisioning a magical, wonderful future that makes you feel good. As soon as it stops feeling good, cut it and take it back to the present moment. Next question. How do I not stress about my partner who's not taking the virus situation seriously? Ooh, this is a big one. This is a good one. And really all this is about is a lesson in communication. This is where we effectively communicate our needs. And, you know, I think if you have a partner or you have someone else that's not taking it seriously and you are, all that really means is you have a need that they are not taking action towards. And it could very well be that they don't know that need, or you haven't expressed that very clearly to them that that is a need in your relationship. Because part of being in a relationship is that you do help each other with your needs. So let's make sure we're effectively communicating that that is a need for you, not in an accusatory way, not in a nagging way, but just in a calm, like matter of fact, this is how I'm feeling. What can we do here? Let's work on this together kind of way. I don't want your partner to feel like it's turning into a fight or like you're attacking them or anything like that, because it might just be that your partner's not totally in tune with how important this is to you. So let's make sure that we communicate that. What I don't want you to do, and what may be happening right now, is that because you're stressed about this, then it does come off in a more nagging way, and your partner is responding to the stress that you are feeling. Whether you're talking about it or not, your partner's responding to that. They can pick up on that energy, and it's going to make them even more defiant, even more, you know, kind of feeding into the stress, whether they know it, they're doing it or not. That's how energy kind of works. So I really want you to just sit down with your partner and have a really nice, meaningful conversation, letting them know how you're doing, what is important to you, and why you care, and see if they're willing to be on board. That's it. So it's going to sound something like, hey, honey, sweetie, babe, boo, whatever you call your boo. Can we talk? I really want for us as a couple, as a family unit, as a household, to do our part to help ourselves, to keep ourselves safe, but also for the benefit of the community and even just the state of the world right now. It's something that's really important to me that we help out as much as we can. So I really, of course, want us to stay healthy, but also I want to do the right thing. And I wanted to do the right thing for the healthcare workers, for the people that are putting their lives on the line for us. I want to make sure as many people stay safe as possible. I just want to help out in any way that I can. And I know that it may just be the two of us, but we have the power. We can help in our own way. And I've come up with a list of some ways that we can do that. Can I go over them with you? There we go. I just kind of wrote that. It was my little script I wrote for you, but it obviously will sound differently depending on what actually does matter to you and what's important to you and how your concerns are in your mind. But something like that where it's very caring and of concern, it's matter of fact, you're not putting any blame on anybody or saying anybody's doing anything wrong. You just want to see if we can change some things. That's all there is. So see how that goes, and I think you will get some really good buy-in, and then, hey, that stress is gone, right? Wonderful. All right, last one, quickly. This is actually from a gal who sent in a question for a previous listener Q&A about a relationship, and she's now gotten to the point where she realized the relationship was no longer for her and was ready to move out. And so now the question is, why is it that just as I'm about ready to move out and get out of the relationship, we go on lockdown? So obviously now she can't move out. And what I really want to, this was such a good question because it shows how much power we have in ourselves. Because this is a question to ask your intuition, like the perfect question to ask your intuition. Now, why I say that is because what this means when, you know, kind of plans are shaken up and what you expected to happen isn't going to happen, what it means is that there's still something for you to learn here. It might be that there's still one more conversation that you and your former partner need to have in order to really mend some things, to really have the closure that you both need to move on in a much more peaceful way. It might be that you still have some growth to do before you're ready to be in your own home. It might just be that, as it were, the situation wasn't quite finished. I mean, there's so many different things, but this is for you to find out. How you're going to know is you are going to ask your intuition this. We've gone over this process a few times, but I'll remind you. First, you're going to get your ego out of the way. If there is anything that needs to be said, if your ego, your kind of mental chatter, your mean girl, mental muck, whatever you want to call it, if there's any of that going on, just write it out. Even if it has nothing to do with the actual question or the situation, if you just feel your mind spinning a little bit and having a hard time getting quiet and more peaceful, then get that out first. Then you may want to do a 5-minute meditation or at least a few deep breaths before you come back to your journal. Quiet your mind, relax your body, close your eyes, and ask yourself the question, like, why am I not moving out right away? What is there for me to still learn here? And then see what comes up and give yourself the time and the space to come at it from your deep inner being, not that mental chatter. Don't let that start up again. Just come at it from your inner guidance and see what still needs to be completed. I think that's a great exercise to practice in this scenario. All right, my friends, that will do it for today's Q&A. I hope that helped give you all some perspective today. I hope you all are staying safe, doing well, feeling all the feels and allowing yourself to express all those feels and taking your mindset work to the next level while you have the opportunity to really experience it and feel it and just basically feel how much better it feels when it's there for you. So, again, if you'd like to be a part of the Unstuck Collective, you have a week, seanminer.com/collective. I'd love to have you. I can't wait to start doing these additional practices I'm learning over there for you. And I'm looking forward to getting to know you all better. And please don't hesitate to reach out over on Instagram. You can message me there at Sean Miner. And if you're appreciating the show and the work we're doing here, I'd love to hear from you on what you're loving over on iTunes. If you could leave a quick review and let me know, I would so appreciate it. It really helps the show more than you can imagine. All right, everyone, until next time, take care.